where you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. Well, we are in a day and age where our freedoms are being infringed upon, our freedom of speech, our freedom to practice our religion, and now the freedom of the press. David Dalyden is an investigative journalist who went undercover for 30 months to expose illegal activities within the abortion industry and is currently on criminal trial for doing so. His representative special counsel with the Thomas More Society, Paul Jonah, is joining us and is here to tell us about the case and where things stand right after this.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water, so every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. And today, we have special counsel with the Thomas More Society, Paul Jonah. And Mr. Jonah is representing David Dalyden, who is currently on criminal trial for exposing illegal activity within the abortion industry. Specifically, he was investigating the abortion industry's involvement in the trafficking of aborted fetal tissue. It'll break your heart, but it's something we've got to talk about and we have to make you aware. Mr. Jonah, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the pro-life issues and fighting for the right for life and holding the abortion industrial complex accountable is something that we care very deeply about. Now, this story is going to be new to many of our listeners. So if you could you tell us about the background on David Dalyden and what happened to get us to this point?
Sure. So Mr. Dalyden is a young undercover journalist who had some experience working with, you know, pro-life movement with Live Action, another large pro-life organization. And during his work there, he learned that Planned Parenthood and other abortion giants were involved in a black market where they were profiting off of the aborted fetal tissue. They would turn around after an abortion and sell the tissue to biotech companies, universities, researchers, and actually turn a profit on these baby body parts, baby hearts, baby livers, baby brains. And this was going on for many, many years, and no one really knew anything about it. And these biotech companies were turning around and selling these aborted baby body parts for massive profits, you know, thousands of dollars. And, you know, federal and state law is clear that you can donate human tissue, fetal and adult, but you can't sell it for profit. They don't want there to be a market for human organs, fetal or adult. And so when he discovered that, he decided to go undercover with an in-depth 30-month-long investigation and literally entered the lion's den. He created a biotech company that would test this market and see, you know, what's really happening here. You know, really, really courageous endeavor, because no journalist would dare to go, you know, in that space. So he was extremely brave, very sophisticated in how he went about this. And, you know, he had a team of other undercover journalists who filled different roles in this test company. And during the course of these 30 months, he developed relationships with all the key officials at Planned Parenthood, top officials, the officials at Planned Parenthood's partners, and they all got to know this new biotech company and were engaging in real negotiations over the sale of baby body parts, haggling over the prices of these baby livers, baby hearts, baby brains, you know, discussing with David how they would manipulate abortion procedures in violation of federal law in order to get more intact specimens. You know, terrible crimes, all of these things that he uncovered and documented on video from their own mouths, all of this is illegal. And so the results of the investigation were released in 2015, and you know, some of your viewers and listeners might remember, but it did spark a national debate. I mean, I remember back then the presidential debates were going on, and that they were talking about these videos. I mean, the videos made a big impact, so much so that two congressional committees were formed investigating these allegations, and literally after, you know, sworn testimony and documents were produced and subpoenas, they made criminal referrals to the U.S. Department of Justice for Planned Parenthood and all of the partners involved. And so it was a really, really big deal at the time. And one of the partners actually ended up getting prosecuted and shut down and fined Da Vinci. And a number of other good things happened after these videos were released. But shortly after the videos were released, you know, Planned Parenthood, the National Abortion Federation, STEM Express, all filed civil lawsuits against David. And as you mentioned, Jeff, at the beginning of the show, David was also charged with 14 felonies in California for supposedly violating privacy laws. So I can talk more about that, but that's kind of a brief summary of how this started. And there's a lot more details I can go into if you'd like.
Well, I'd love to go into it because, I mean, what you're describing is abhorrent. It's disgusting. It's the most vile of actions that I think our listeners could think of, especially you mentioned the manipulation of abortion procedures for the specific purpose of harvesting organs. This is just unthinkable. So David goes undercover. He exposes it. He brings attention to it. It causes a response from Congress. And now the state of California is bringing criminal charges against him for doing the investigative research. You're going to have to help me here because it's not making sense.
So let me start with the first thing you mentioned, which is the manipulating procedures, just so that people can understand what I'm talking about. The very first video, and all the videos are on his website, and his organization is called the Center for Medical Progress. If you Google that organization, the website will come up. And the first video was of a top Planned Parenthood Federation of America doctor named Dr. Deborah Nucatola. And people might remember this video. She was eating salad, drinking wine, and, you know, callously talking about how, you know, thinking that David was a biotech guy who wants to come into Planned Parenthood and collect specimens. So she's explaining, well, how does this really work? And what she said was, well, you know, what we do is we crush above, we crush below, just so we can get it all out intact. I mean, this is literally coming out. So in federal law, it's very clear. You cannot change a procedure. You can't manipulate a procedure to harvest fetal tissue. But she basically explained that that's what they do. That's how they ensure companies like this fake company, biotech, that's how they ensure that they actually give them, you know, usable body parts for the money that they're paying for them. And so anyway, and then there's other videos where they talk about the amount that they're going to be paying, and you're not allowed to make a profit on human tissue, but it's very clear based on the numbers. They're laughing about getting Lamborghinis. I mean, it's just terrible. But anyway, what happened is, and this is all documented on video, what happened was, and there's also discussion of babies being born alive. I mean, not in that exact language, but certainly very clear that what's going on is that partial birth abortions are very common in this space because for a variety of technical medical reasons, it also facilitates the fetal tissue transfer. So it's very clear, and this is something that Congress noted in the congressional reports, which were all publicly available and documented and literally, you know, made referrals to the Department of Justice. But anyway, what happened in California is completely unprecedented. I mean, never before in the history of the state of California, I bet in many other states too, never before has an undercover journalist been prosecuted for just engaging in routine standard investigative journalism. Basically, what they're doing, and you know, since his videos came out and since his investigation was released, many, many, many other investigations occurred in California where they were exposing abuses, for example, like in the animal rights abuses or abuses in other industries. No one ever got prosecuted. They were praised, actually, by the same government officials. So it's because Planned Parenthood has such a intense lobby and such a massive amount of power and control. They donate to these officials. They are very well connected, and they were able to, you know, it's very clear based on the internal emails we've already seen that they were, you know, they were pushing this prosecution. And this, and the Attorney General at the time, by the way, was Kamala Harris, our current vice president, and she's the one who authorized a raid on Mr. Dalyden's apartment. They literally took his computers, all his videos. They treated him like a thug and a criminal. I mean, they you know, arrested him, charged him with 14 felonies. And by the way, what was his crime? Videotaping people without their consent. I mean, this is literally classic undercover journalism. But in California, it's very clear that you can still videotape people without their consent if it's not a confidential conversation. Many of these took place, most of the conversations took place in public places at conventions and conferences. But beyond that, there's an exception in California law for recovering someone without their consent, even in a confidential communication, if you're trying to prevent a violent felony against a person. And David had substantial evidence that they were engaging in violent felonies against born alive infants. So it's very clear based on the law in California, you know, setting aside the fact that no one gets prosecuted for this ever because it's protected First Amendment activity, but the law is clear that that this was not illegal. But no, nevertheless, they pursued him criminally, and to this day, he awaits trial for 14. Well, they reduced it to, I think, you know, something under 10, but still, he faces a serious jail time, number of felonies, and his liberty is literally at risk here. For what? What did he do? He did a great public good. I mean, even if you're an ardent abortion supporter, I think you would be hard-pressed to not, you know, want Planned Parenthood to follow the law. You know, even if they're going to be engaging in abortion, certainly they shouldn't be allowed to sell and profit from, you know, aborted fetal tissue, and certainly, you know, not be allowed to engage in partial birth abortion. So every American, no matter their position on these issues, should be shocked that they're, you know, that the person that's being prosecuted here is the reporter, not the criminal organization that you know, was exposed for committing these crimes. To date, there's been no prosecution of Planned Parenthood, federal or state, in connection with what he uncovered, despite the criminal referrals. And we don't really know why that is, but it's clear that this is a David versus Goliath situation. They're literally destroying this person for what he did. Instead, he should be praised and thanked because he exposed a terrible, you know, black market. And it, ultimately, though, Jeff, we're pretty confident that this criminal case will go nowhere. It's really a bogus prosecution. It's just they're trying to make an example of him. They're trying to tell people, they're trying to, you know, silence him and tell people that if you dare to do what he did to us, you will be treated the same way. And they're trying to make an example of him.
Well, it's exactly what it is. It's intimidation. And it's, you know, what you're describing is this vast, disgusting underbelly of the abortion. Again, I'm calling it the abortion industrial complex. I mean, it's this massive money-making venture profiting off of the murder and destruction and distribution of babies in the womb. So you feel confident that regarding your case and your defense?
Yeah. So just to give you some background, in 2015, we were retained to represent David in the first case filed against him by Stem Express. Stem Express, if you look them up, they're actually a for-profit biotech company that, you know, that's involved in, you know, research and all kinds of things regarding stem cells and aborted fetal tissue. And what they were doing was they had a really they had a number of deals with Planned Parenthood where they were making so much money. They were paying Planned Parenthood for the body parts and then turning around, and this is all documented in congressional reports, and turning around selling the same brains and baby hearts for, you know, thousands of dollars. And anyway, they realized when they saw the first video that their top CEO, Kate Dyer, was also video, realized, oh, this is the same person we had lunch with. So they immediately filed a case against him, against David, trying to stop that video from being publicly released. And we were able to convince the court that no, that there's no basis for that. That video should be definitely allowed to be released, and there's no basis for, you know, blocking that. And so that lawsuit went nowhere. The video was released, and it was a shocking video. The CEO was laughing on film about how they put a baby head in a box and just make sure they shut the eyes. I mean, this is what they're talking about, because they're just, you know, transporting brains and pieces of babies. And so they knew that that would hurt their brand and reputation and obviously expose them to criminal liability. So they didn't want that video out there. So that was the first win. After that, there was another bogus prosecution of Mr. Dalyden in Texas, because he filmed Planned Parenthood officials all across the country. They tried to, you know, it's a long story, but basically that went nowhere. So that was another win. And then there were a pair of lawsuits that were kind of filed in San Francisco strategically, and both got assigned to a judge, Judge William H. Orrick, who unfortunately has very deep ties and connections with Planned Parenthood. He was on the board of a nonprofit that housed one of the plaintiffs that David recorded. So he had clear connections, but he didn't recuse himself from the cases. And we filed motions to have him disqualified, which were denied, but those are on appeal. But anyway, make a long story short, both of those cases went in Planned Parenthood's favor at the trial level with that judge, who we believe is very biased, and all of his rulings were erroneous in our opinion. But we both of those cases are on appeal at the Ninth Circuit. We have very, we're very confident that those rulings will be reversed on appeal. They're just clearly erroneous, and this judge should have recused himself. So those two cases are on appeal. Then there's the criminal case, which again, you know, it's going to be up to a jury in California if we can't get it thrown out. But really, though, the First Amendment is on trial in that case.
Is it?
And yeah. So really, at the end of the day, and we know that liberal groups like PETA, for example, who's no fan of, you know, pro-life positions, is already chiming in on these matters at the Ninth Circuit, saying no. They're supporting our First Amendment arguments in that case, because they know that Planned Parenthood is just going way overboard and they're overplaying their hand, and it's going to backfire. It's going to hurt everybody, because if what David did was criminal, then basically you're just saying undercover journalism as we know it, you know, no longer exists in this country.
Yeah, this is, again, just to highlight the erosion of our First Amendment rights, our speech, ability to practice a religion, the freedom of the press. These are things that we cannot just let them quietly pass by. We have to bring attention to these items. We have to speak up about these things. And we're so very grateful, Paul, that you've taken up this case and you are defending Mr. Dalyden. We're about to close our show today, but before we do, I know that you also have a class action lawsuit against abortion providers that you're pursuing in California. Can you quickly tell us what you're doing in that regard?
Sure. Let me start by just saying, if your listeners are interested in these issues and care about this case, then I would encourage them to check out the Thomas More Society's website, thomasmoresociety.org. They have been vigorously defending David and a number of other pro-life causes for years and years and years, and doing an amazing job. Brilliant lawyers across the country. So as far as the class action, what I realized before David was actually sued, I watched those videos and I thought to myself, wow, we should sue Planned Parenthood on a class action level. And we were looking for plaintiffs, because we knew that if these women were lied to, they were always told, you know, that the tissue can be donated for science, and there were, you know, all these lies about what was going to happen with the tissue and how. I knew there was massive civil liability for Planned Parenthood. So back then we were getting ready to launch our class action, but then David got sued and we were playing defense for many years. So basically, make a long story short, right now we are back to where we started. We're looking for plaintiffs. We haven't filed the lawsuit yet, but we have the complaint ready to file, and we're looking for women in California specifically who had an abortion between 2010 and 2015, and we've amassed a mountain of evidence that we want to use in an affirmative case against Planned Parenthood that we weren't able to use in the case with the biased judge. So we're excited about the class action. It's going to focus on all of these issues we've talked about. They're lying to women, they're deceiving women, you know, breaching their duties to these women, and it's going to be an exciting case. We're going to name all these partners. The biotech companies that we talked about, and And so, yeah, we're still looking for a plaintiff, though, and we have some commercials and that we're playing to locate a plaintiff, and you could probably learn more about that also on the Thomas More Society website.
Great. One more time. What's the website that they go to?
Thomas More, M-O-R-E, society.org, O-R-G.
Wonderful. Well, again, thank you for your work. Thank you for your dedication to follow these issues through. They are disturbing. It's uncomfortable. And yet we have to be engaged because we just can't, you know, put this out there and hope it all washes out. We need people engaged, involved, people like yourself that are willing to do the hard things. And obviously, our prayers are with David Dalyden and for his case. And so, Paul, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And you're always welcome back. If you have updates as things develop, we'd love to stay updated with that.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and thanks for covering this important topic. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's our pleasure. God bless you. Well, you've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I want to invite you to check out charismanews.com. We're providing news updates in video format. These are stories that we think you care about and impact your world. So make sure to check out charismanews.com and look at our Charisma video update. God bless.